Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, we have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have Dr. Richard Podell.
Good afternoon.
Okay, Sam is a nutritionist, as the announcer said at the beginning, and he's also the manager of our downtown store. Dr. Richard Podell, a specialist in internal medicine and complementary medicine, and he's here as our medical co-host. Now, over the past month or two, you've heard me talk about the importance of antioxidants. You may have noticed some new ads we've been running on the Wilner Phytotech Antiox Phytocomplex liquid-filled veggie caps. I've been explaining how important it is for you to increase your intake of plant-derived or phyto antioxidants. Why? Is there really any basis for this, or am I just trying to push a new product?
Well, if you've been paying any attention, which I'm sure you have been, to all the research on nutritional therapeutics over the years, well, you already know that what we have been saying is absolutely true. Some of the strongest, most powerful antioxidants are those found in fruits and vegetables. And recently a study was published in the International Journal of Cancer that provides one more example of what we've been talking about.
Yeah, the study was titled Antioxidants Intakes from Fruit, Vegetables, and Other Sources and Risk of Non-Hodgkin Lymphoma. The Iowa Women's Health Study said what they found was that a high intake of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables seemed to reduce the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The researchers attributed the benefit to the antioxidant nutrients, but concluded that these benefits would most likely be derived from dietary sources of these antioxidants rather than from supplements.
Okay, now this data was derived from a 20-year study of over 35,000 women by Mayo Clinic researchers who, in collaboration with scientists from the University of Minnesota, their conclusion, and I quote, was as follows. These results support a role for vegetables and perhaps fruits and associated antioxidants from food sources as protective factors against the development of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and follicular lymphoma in particular. They did not find the same effect from single nutrient supplements.
Okay. Now, this is not the first time that conclusions like this have been reached in studies. Sometimes it's just the bias of a researcher who wants to be careful not to make it look as if he supports the use of vitamin supplements. But the other explanation is that sometimes, indeed, the pure isolated antioxidants, such as vitamin vitamin C and vitamin E are, in fact, not a substitute for the powerful synergistic blend of phytoantioxidants that occur in fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Now, we're not saying that antioxidant supplements like vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium, etc., don't have value. But these nutrients are not intended to be used in a vacuum. They need to be taken in combination, preferably with all the associated synergistic components of healthy foods. If you don't eat enough of those foods or need therapeutic levels of those nutrients, then an antioxidant supplement containing extracts rich in these phytooxidants may be appropriate and necessary complements to your regular multivitamin supplement.
Right, and this is where a product like Wilner's Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex comes into play. And this is why we're so enthusiastic about this new product. Now, each capsule contains a liquid extract that contains 50 milligrams each of acai berry, mangosteen, pomegranate, and goji berry, along with 20 milligrams of green tea extract and grape skin extract, and there's 10 milligrams of grape seed extract. That's a total of 250 milligrams of powerful phytoantioxidants in each capsule. And this is a perfect companion supplement to your regular multivitamin. It goes well, for instance, with our Wilvite, for example. One or two liquid veggie caps twice a day would do it.
Now, I think everyone should take this product. I think it is so important, in fact, that we came out with another variation on the same theme. It's called Antiox Phyto Blend, and it's a liquid extract. The capsule was called Antiox Phyto Complex, okay? So the complex is the capsule, the liquid-filled veggie capsule, and the blend is the liquid extract.
Okay. So what's the difference? Well, I'll tell you. Well, the most obvious one is that the Antiox Phyto Complex is liquid-filled capsule, so it may be more convenient in some ways. You don't have to worry about the taste, for example. Just swallow the capsule, and that's it. The capsule also contains a liquid extract, so it's rapidly and fully absorbed, contrary to powder-filled capsules.
Okay, so why the liquid then? Well, the liquid is actually stronger than the capsule.
That's right, Don. So, for instance, one dropperful of the liquid extract, which is about 30 drops, gives 500 milligrams of phytoantioxidant extracts, whereas the liquid veggie cap contains 250 milligrams. So, it's obvious that the liquid is twice the potency.
Now, what I do is I use both. I take one capsule twice a day, you know, when I take my other supplements. And I use the liquid whenever I have the opportunity. What do I mean by the opportunity? Well, if I have a glass of juice at breakfast, I just squirt a dropperful into the juice. If I have a glass of iced tea for lunch, I'll squirt a dropperful into the glass of tea. If I have a margarita at dinner, I squirt a dropperful into the margarita. Olay. Anyway, I like the flexibility of the liquid extract. If I feel a cold or the flu coming on, I'll mix it with some elderberry extract or the umka. I can mix it with our green tea grow liquid concentrates. During periods of stress, you can mix it with the Phytotech, with the adaptogen blend, the adaptogen complex. When I feel the need for an energy boost, I can mix it with the energy blend, the ginseng energy blend. You get the idea. It gives you a lot of flexibility.
Okay, so you can't get enough of these phytoantioxidants compounds. They impact almost every type of health problem, from heart disease to cancer. So to make sure you're getting full spectrum, full potency antioxidant protection, take the Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex, liquid veggie caps, or you could take the Phytotech Antiox Phyto Blend liquid extract along with your regular multivitamin supplements.
Okay, so I hope that explains to you what's involved with these two new products. We didn't want to confuse you, but I think they're really great items, and they are the perfect complement to your regular multivitamin regimen, okay? All right, now we'll start taking your calls in just a few moments, so let me give you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Obviously, it's a toll-free number, good from anywhere in the United States. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after this quick word from our sponsors.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Blackcurrants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's blackcurrant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula is your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formula.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg, and before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best choices in nutritional supplements and for professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Currently, we have the full lines of Source Naturals and Planetary Herbals on sale at 35% off list. And at 30% off list, the full lines of Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camo Care, Sambucol, and more. You can check out the full listing of what's on sale on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you can call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don just told you, www.wilner.com, and you could subscribe online. But even better, you could visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and our downtown store is located at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls in just a moment.
Did you know that almost a quarter of today's prescription drugs are based on chemicals found in plants? And studies have shown that herbal remedies can be particularly effective in keeping people well. That's why Sprunk Janssen products work alongside modern medicine. Their formulas are based on traditional Greek-Arabic medicine, the original basis for European herbalism and modern pharmaceuticals. So if you want to find a safe and effective way to keep your heart healthy, spice up your love life, relieve red, dry, and itchy skin, or address other health challenges you may be having, stop by your nearest natural food store and look for the beautiful butterfly boxes that are exclusively Sprunk Janssen, a company whose concentrated synergistic formulas combine modern science with herbal wisdom. Find out more about healthy lifestyle and skincare at Sprunk Janssen's website, sprunk-janssen.com.
If you are looking for a high-quality, high-potency vegetarian digestive enzyme supplement, have I got a deal for you. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzyme Supplement is now on sale at half price. This vegetarian formula is a uniquely formulated, full-spectrum, high-potency digestive enzyme blend created to complement and support the body's own digestive capacities. Each capsule provides the body with enzymes designed to optimally aid the digestion of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates present in both cooked and raw food. The formula also supplies additional enzymes that break down vegetables, beans, grains, and the digestion of sugars. In addition, this complete pH-stable broad-spectrum formula contains friendly bacteria to uniquely complement the action of the digestive enzymes. Whatever your problem, if improved digestion can help, this is the product for you. And the good news is it's on sale. Doctor's Best, Best Digestive Enzymes, Vegetarian, 90 Veggie Cap size, is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one-half price. That's only $19.99 a bottle. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzymes. You'll feel better for it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me today, along with our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And as I promised, we're going to start taking your calls. Let me just give you the phone number one more time real quickly. It's 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, you can give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's get to the telephones. We have Sandy from Manalapan. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Sandy. How can we help you today?
Hello. I enjoy your program. It's very informative.
Thank you.
Is bluefish and salmon high in mercury?
Well, that depends. You're talking about the actual fish, not supplements, I'm assuming.
The actual fish.
Okay. Well, I think the way it works, the higher up the fish is on the food chain, the more potential for mercury levels to be high. So this fish like swordfish and things of that sort, the big ones that eat the other fish have the highest levels of mercury and contaminants of that sort. Now, I don't really know too much about bluefish. Salmon gets a little bit complicated because you have to figure out whether you're talking about wild salmon or farm-raised salmon. And it's very difficult these days to find wild salmon. When you go into restaurants, they try to kind of mislead you by saying it's Atlantic and things of that sort. But there isn't.
Alaskan.
It's very difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult to get some Atlantic salmon that's actually wild. Some restaurants have told me that you can get it from Norway or something. There's a very special situation. But generally speaking, if they say it's Atlantic, it's farm-raised. Now, salmon is not one of the higher mercury-containing fish, but I would think that there might be some. This is why, in this particular case, supplements are better than the real thing. You know, the supplements, as long as you're getting a high-quality quote-unquote pharmaceutical grade or purified omega-3 rich fish oil supplement, you don't have to worry about mercury or PCBs or other contaminants because they have been purified. And you're getting all the good stuff without the bad stuff. Now, on the other hand, I don't think there's any problem with eating especially wild salmon, maybe even farm-raised in moderation, once or twice a week, whichever, it's not going. The benefits will probably offset the negatives of a possibility of a little bit of contaminants. But of course, I take my supplements every day as well, which are purified and don't have the salmon. You can, if you really want to see the figures, go onto the internet. You can find places that publish lists of what the levels of these contaminants are, and that, and maybe you can get the answer about bluefish there. I really don't know about bluefish. Dr.
Yeah.
Padel?
Well, I went online, and I got something come up from the Rhode Island Department of Health. And they talk about bluefish not being high in mercury, but that the FDA, at least back in the 1980s, put out a warning not to eat them on the grounds that they are high in PCB.
Yeah,
so you can
go
crazy.
Yeah, I remember bluefish. There's something, I'm not a fisherman, and I know people who are, and there's something negative about bluefish. I don't know whether it's
it must be the PCB.
Okay, well, whatever, okay. But you see, PCBs, right away, you think of the farm-raised products. There's other problems there. Tilapia used to be, I used to eat that in the restaurants until I read about the fact that most of that you purchase is farm-raised. I didn't even know that. And that it's full of the same types of contaminants that you have in other farm-raised
things. Well, you also might find different levels in fish depending on where you're fishing them. For instance, I looked up something on the Internet, and the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection also offers, and I see that's where you're from, Sandy, makes it available to people who want to find out about fish caught in waters around Jersey, what the level may be, and of course, all it seems to indicate that most coastal type fish, not just large fish, but coastal fish, may have higher levels of pollutants than perhaps deep sea fish caught out in cold waters. So there's that aspect
Well,
too. So each state with its own environmental protection may have guidance if you want to contact them. Sandy.
I don't recall seeing bluefish listed in the lists of fish that are high in omega-3 oils. To be honest with you, okay?
But, I think it's worth reemphasizing if people didn't hear it. In fish oil that we sell commercially, they remove the mercury, they remove the PCB. So this is one of the instances where the so-called, commercial product may be actually better than the food.
Well, yeah, this is a case
I know you said that, but I want to reemphasize.
I'm glad because, usually, as you say, it's just the opposite. Everybody says, the naysayers try to discourage you from taking the supplement. It's better to get the nutrients from food. Well, in general, if you're not talking about therapeutic purposes, that's true. But in the case of fish oil and a few other things, I think folic acid, for example, where actually it's more available biologically in a supplement form than it is in food. And the fish oils is a good case in point. But again, keep everything, the bottom line, the real key point is moderation. Everything will have its benefits and its negatives, okay? And you always have to weigh the benefits versus the negatives. And, salmon, like I say, even farm-raised, once or twice a week, I don't think that it's, unless you have some kind of a health problem that makes you more sensitive than the normal person, I don't think once or twice a week, even farm-raised salmon outweighs the benefit of getting that omega-3 oil. Okay? So, I hope we've answered your question. That's about the best I think we can all do. Guys, anything else to add? Okay. Okay, Sandy, was that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good luck and good appetite. All right. Okay. Well, let's see. We don't have enough time to take our next call. Let me just give you folks the phone number again because we'll get right back to the phones after this break. 1-800-321-0710, okay? 1-800-321-0710. If you have any calls about nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathy, please feel free to give us a call, all right? This is Don Goldberg along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Okay, on this rare, dry pre-Labor Day weekend, let's see what the traffic is doing.
And traffic is brought to you by the New York Times. Time Stocks presents best-selling author E.L. Doctorow, interviewed by author Russell Shorto on Wednesday, September 9th. Buy tickets now at timestalk.com. On the LIE East, right between Queens Boulevard and the Grand Central Parkway, a crash there with at least one lane blocked, and all lanes are subject to full closure. Delays extend back to the BQE. Westbound, you're going to encounter rubbernecking delays starting around the Van Wyck. At the George Washington Bridge, heading to the upper deck, there's 40 minutes, 20 minutes to the lower level. Outbound reporting no problems on either deck. Inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's a 15-minute wait to slight exiting delays. Holland Tunnel, it's a 20-minute wait coming in from the Turnpike, 15 minutes from Routes 1 and 9 with a 15-minute exiting delay. In Secaucus on the New Jersey Turnpike, Eastern Spur South, right after Interchange 15X, a vehicle fire there has the left lane blocked. All lanes are subject to closure. Traffic continues to be jammed into that area. LIE West between Willis Avenue and Lakeville Road, very slow due to a crash on the right shoulder.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take anti-aging 3 collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking anti-aging 3 collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Arnie is not here, but I'm here. Who am I? I'm Don Goldberg. And who is here with me? Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're taking your calls, answering your questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, anything along those lines. So feel free to give us a call if you have any questions. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, and Adrian is on the phone from Parsippany. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Adrian. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Wonderful program. I 3 weeks ago, I had a double mastectomy, and I was wondering if you could suggest something that might aid in the healing process, and perhaps something topical for my scarring also.
Okay, well, I'll start off with a few things, and then I'll pass the microphone on to my colleagues. Number one, of course, is if you're not already taking your good broad-based, comprehensive multivitamin, multimineral supplement, you should be doing that. Plenty of B-complex vitamins. If there's not a lot of B-complex in the supplement, maybe an extra B-complex along with it. I would add an adaptogenic complex. Adaptogenic herbs. Are you taking any additional therapy?
Not yet.
But you're going to.
Possibly.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, that's what I was anticipating. The adaptogenic herbs like ashwagandha, things of that sort, have been shown, and ginseng, have been shown to be very helpful. And what an adaptogenic herb is, basically, is an herb that enhances the body's own ability to handle stress, all kinds of stress, physical stress, mental stress, everything. And the adaptogenic herbs have been shown to be very helpful specifically when you're undergoing chemotherapy, radiation therapy, things of that sort. So I would add something like that to your regimen. They also have an immune-enhancing function as well. So that's one thing I would say. Dr. Podell.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that the bioflavonoid group has very, very good healing effects, and we were talking earlier about your new line of Vegicaps.
The antioxidant complex.
And I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that kind of goes right along with the adaptogenic herbal blend. So those two products would be perfect in addition to your multivitamin. Yeah. The antioxidant phytocomplex and the adaptogen complex.
Yeah, before I make my contribution, how are you doing?
Pretty well.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously, you get a lot of rest. Don was focusing on the stress to the body, so you really need to take, as Don said, something to support stress, like any adaptogens and the multivitamin, extra vitamin C, perhaps. It pretty much says it, although there could be something said for things like bromelain. Certain enzymes like bromelain are called proteolytic enzymes, and they sort of help the healing process, the inflammation caused by the surgery. It sort of helps clean up maybe some of the debris and waste created by the surgical cuts and things like that. So, bromelain or something like wobenzyme is maybe useful. And also, from the latest research, it turns out fish oils also, because they're so helpful and involved in the healing process from inflammation, perhaps make sure you take a good fish oil.
Yeah, she's also asking about the topical for the scar. And I don't really know the answer. I know that plastic surgeons use things like lipoic acid and other topicals. Does anybody
know? Well, we used to recommend vitamin E. I think now they're adding that oil soluble vitamin C product into a lot of skin things. Whether or not any of these things have been experimentally shown to really work, I don't know. But
there are onion skin extracts, for instance, that are very popular, and people seem to think that they're
onion
helpful.
Skin extracts.
Yep, onion extracts.
Oh, that's a new one to me. Will it make her cry? I don't don't think she needs any more stress.
I don't know if it's onion skin. It's an onion extract, okay, apparently, in some scar products.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you really want to try something, I think, an antioxidant ointment, either vitamin E or vitamin E along with ascorbyl palmitate, anything that has some of those antioxidants have been claimed to be helpful for that purpose. You can even just get an oil form of vitamin E and just rub the oil right onto the areas where the scarring took place if you want to as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you and good luck. Okay, let's move on to the next call, and we have Lucy from Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Lucy. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Yeah, I was diagnosed with Candida galbrata, and I know that's a resistant strain of yeast. I was wondering how to treat it, and what would the best way to treat it, and how to make sure it doesn't go systemic on me.
Okay, you're not talking about Candida albicans. You're talking about a different type of Candida.
Yeah, Candida galbrata.
Rare.
Did they do cultures on it? Various medicines. Is it resistant to all the standard medicines?
Well, we're trying nystatin. This was a vaginal culture.
And
we're trying the nystatin, but the doctor didn't know if that's going. I was wondering about a more natural.
Well, first of all, they can do cultures and sensitivities, and things like Genova Laboratory does those, and they look at the drugs, and they also look at natural treatments. So it may be resistant to any number of them, but we don't want to assume that it's resistant to all of them, so that you should really get a culture and sensitivity of the organism.
Okay, are we talking? Okay, I just want to make sure that I have this understood properly. You're not talking about a systemic Candida infection. About a vaginal.
I hope it's not systemic, and I hope it doesn't go systemic.
Dr. Podell gave you one answer. I'll give you my general answer about a Candida, because I think it applies in your case especially, regardless of the strain. Candida, most people who call are concerned about a systemic yeast infection, or as you might be, the potential for a systemic yeast infection. And we're all exposed to Candida, and only certain people have a problem with it, however. Why? Well, in my opinion, it's more a case of immune function than it is a particular therapeutic material that you're going to be using to treat it. If your immune system is functioning properly, one could say you should be able to be fighting off that Candida infection on your own. So my first approach is to always just do a general program of immune enhancement. All of the things that will enhance immune function, you should be taking. A good immune complex product from any one of the major companies, something with everything from echinacea to whatever. All the immune enhancing nutrients, plenty of antioxidant vitamins. If you want to take specific things, you could take some oregano oil, things of that sort. We have a nice oregano oil in that liquid veggie cap in the same line we were talking about earlier with the antioxidant complex. There are, of course, certain supplements that are designed specifically for Candida, certain fatty acids, things of that sort. But I don't know that that's really the stage that you're at yet. For the local problem, you should probably try whatever medication the doctor or whatever treatment the doctor is giving you. At the same time, I would say do the general immune enhancing. Then if you have a problem, you can maybe worry about more specific nutritional things. But that's my general feeling. Do you guys...
Did you say probiotics?
Ah, no, I didn't, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Okay. Probiotics, a very good idea. probiotics, Lucia, the things like acidophilus, I'm sure you've heard us talk about and stuff. I think it would be prudent for you to be taking some strong, high-potency type of probiotic, the kind perhaps you might see more likely in a refrigerator of your health food store rather than the room temperature type products.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about Nature's Way Primadophilus products. That's a good one. We've talked about Jarrow formulas, Jarrodophilus EPS, and the new one they have there.
CDS,
documented strains.
From Jarrow. So any one of these high-strength type, high-potency type of probiotics probably would be a good idea. You can also use some of these products vaginally. They can be inserted perhaps a couple of nights and tell your doctor that you're doing this. But this could be very helpful because you want to sort of encourage and cultivate, colonization of the good bacteria as well. They can also sort of stave off an infection.
Well, Lucy, is the doctor that you're working with an alternative, a complementary medical doctor, or is he a conventional physician?
She's a gynecologist, but I think she believes in bioidentical hormones and that kind of thing, so I think she's kind of integrative.
So she might actually be aware of using the probiotics, maybe?
Use it, but she told me before that I came up with this culture coming out with the Galbrata.
Some complementary physicians, I don't know if you do, but some recommend boric acid in conjunction with probiotics. So maybe you can talk to them about that. And I've known women who've tried boric acid, and it seems to be quite effective against a whole host of different pathogens. So you may want to consider that.
Okay, so we've given you a few ideas, the probiotics, the oregano oil, the general immune enhancer, a regimen. These are some of the things that you can discuss with her and give it a shot, and then let us know how it works out. Okay?
Thank you for
that call, Lucy. Okay. The number here again is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, a minute which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that fish oil is the natural solution for dry eyes? Dryness, painful burning, and redness are some of the main reasons patients seek eye care. Dry eyes are a prevalent symptom, but information on risk or protective factors is lacking. Omega-3 fatty acids are an important structural component of eye tissues that keep eye cell membranes fluid and flexible. In a study of over 32,000 women, it was found that those who ate more fish rich in omega-3 fats showed a significant reduction in the occurrence of dry eyes. Women who ate at least 5 servings of fish per week had a 68% reduced risk of having dry eyes compared to women who ate only 1 serving. In my patients with dry eyes, I have found it is difficult for them to eat 5 servings of fish weekly. A purified fish oil supplement is the best way to get valuable omega-3 fats to support healthy and moist eyes. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus Probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemist's discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, as is Dr. Richard Podell. We are your Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. Before we get back to the telephones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. Okay, let's get back to the telephones. William from Brooklyn, welcome to the Wilner Window.
How are you? How are you? What's doing? I'm trying to raise my HDL, and I'm taking...
You asked me how I was, but you didn't give me a chance to answer you. That was a rhetorical, how are you?
Yeah, no.
Okay, you don't really care how I am, do you?
I care.
No, all you care about is having me answer your question. I'm hurt. Okay.
It's very sensitive.
Now, you want me to tell you how I am?
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Great.
Good,
great.
Good. Okay, now tell us how you are and ask me your question.
Pretty good. I'm trying to raise my HDL, and I'm taking four supplements. I want to know if there's anything I could add to it. I'm taking green tea, pantothene, chromium polynicotinate, and a clavia cava. This is a brown seaweed algae. My HDL isn't too bad. It's like 58, but I want to increase it a little bit.
58?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The one supplement, I'm tempted to ask you why you're focusing on the HDL, but let me answer the question and we'll kind of maybe get around to that indirectly. Probably if you're only really looking at HDL, the one supplement that I know of that comes to mind that might be primarily effective for that one component of the overall cholesterol puzzle here would be niacin. Niacin, a doctor's actually like niacin because it has side effects. It gives you a flush. But niacin, vitamin B3, actually is very, very powerful in treating cholesterol problems, and in particular raising HDL cholesterol. Now, you can take regular niacin. Like I say, the problem is it in high dosages, which is what you need for this purpose, it dilates the peripheral blood vessels, so your skin will get a flush and you'll feel itchy and so forth. It bothers some people more than others, and it goes away over time. So you could try working up the dose and seeing if you can tolerate it for a while, and then do that. You would take anywhere from 500 to 1,000 milligrams two or three times a day, I think, is probably what you'd need to be looking at. There is a version of niacin that will not cause the flushing, a no-flush niacin, it's commonly called, and you can try that as well. Some people prefer the regular niacin if you can tolerate it. You can ameliorate the flushing by taking some aspirin or maybe even fish oil, things of that sort, first. But again, try it and see what happens. So that's the one thing that I can think of. Speaking of fish oil is more effective in lowering triglycerides than it is affecting cholesterol, but it does have a slight effect on HDL cholesterol in particular. Dr. Yeah. Fidel.
Well, they're two situations which HDL is high. The most common is where triglycerides are high. In that case, anything that lowers triglycerides will help raise the HDL. The things that most help lower triglycerides are weight control, niacin, fish oil, low carbohydrate diets. And then there's people who have isolated low HDLs. Now, you don't fit into either category, so I'm saying this for more general for other listeners. And in those people, we don't have a whole lot that raises carnitine directly other than niacin. But niacin in those doses...
You said raises carnitine.
Carnitine is one of the things that may raise HDL, but we don't have much else other than niacin. But niacin at the levels of 2-3 grams a day, which we're talking about, really acts as a drug and should be followed medically. I think you can take niacin on your own, say at 500 milligrams, but as you go higher, there are issues of raising uric acid, of causing gastric upset, of raising blood sugar, or liver function tests. All that needs a doctor's monitoring.
Now, before I give Sam the microphone, let me just kind of back off a little bit. You know, this whole thing about the importance of cholesterol, total cholesterol, HDL, LDL, it's a little bit controversial. Dr. Michael Murray, in his new book, has a whole chapter on this, and it's very interesting. He claims that we're focusing too much on cholesterol. One of the overall important points is one of the important things about this potential problem is the oxidation of LDL cholesterol, and in some ways more important than worrying about your HDL, LDL ratios, things of that sort, more important is to prevent the oxidation of that LDL cholesterol. And so taking good, powerful antioxidant supplements may be as important, if not even more important, than worrying about a few points here or there in the various cholesterol fractions. So that gets us right back to what we discussed at the beginning of the program, the antiox phyto blend, the antiox phyto complex, your vitamin C and vitamin E and the alpha lipoic acids and all of the antioxidants in your multivitamins. So whatever you do about the HDL, I strongly urge you to include a good, powerful antioxidant supplement as part of that regimen that you've kind of set up for yourself as well. Okay. Now, Sam, did you want to add something before we?
Well, mostly I commend you for focusing on HDL. I mean, I'm not sure if our listeners know or not, but raising HDL is very, very important. Perhaps more so than even focusing on things like what's your LDL cholesterol, total cholesterol. By raising your HDL, you will lower your risk of heart disease, and that seems to be, pretty much a consensus. So it's great that you're working on that. It sounds like levels around 60 seem to be protective, sufficiently protective enough. Most likely, you're focusing on your health, William. I guess you exercise, you don't smoke. Am I correct in that? Oh, I guess William.
I have a bad sleeping problem.
Well, like apnea, you mean?
Yeah, I just don't sleep many hours. Mm-hmm. I never slept good.
Well, that might be another phone call on another show, but
yeah.
Or perhaps we could take that too, tackle that one as well. But exercise raises HDL.
Was I wasting my time taking the other supplements like green tea and panthers?
No, green tea is very, very good. Absolutely. Green tea may have a beneficial effect
green,
on
green
HDL.
Tea is one of those
polyphenols.
Yeah.
Curcumin or turmeric may also have. There's some studies, small studies showed an increase in HDL with curcumin. So focus on some of these antioxidants. Exercise. Don't eat. I guess hydrogenated fats will probably have an adverse effect on HDL as well, and lower your triglyceride.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that call, William. Hopefully, we help you some. We're going to have to pause for a moment now for a brief message.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, your Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. Now, I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. Those of you on the phone, please hang on. We'll get back to you as soon as we return after a break for the news. We'll see you in just a few moments.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.